Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A mysterious hum. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In a rare interview, we are hearing from a CIA agent who was attacked, not with a gun or a poison, not by terrorists or a narco-criminal gang, but with a mysterious invisible weapon that terrorizes its victims with a lifetime of excruciating headaches. The attack, apparently used against American diplomats in Cuba as well, starting in late 2016, is thus now called Havana Syndrome. And it has perplexed doctors for years. Today, the man who hopes to be the new CIA director was asked how to handle these attacks.
I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night with an incredible case of vertigo. You know, the room was spinning. I wanted to throw up.
In March of 2017, a Foreign Service officer named Tina Onifer was in her home in Havana, Cuba, washing dishes. Suddenly, something happened. I felt like I was being struck with something, she said. Pain that I've never felt before in my life, mostly in my head and in my eyes. It was as if I had been seized by some invisible hand and I couldn't move. Onifer was one of the first victims of a bizarre, controversial, and still unexplained phenomenon known as the Havana Syndrome. What Havana Syndrome is remains unclear. It's reported as a wide range of only partly overlapping vague medical symptoms, including hearing grating noises coming from a specific direction, pressure on your head, vibrations, or a sensation comparable to driving a car with the window partly rolled down. The symptoms can be mild, like annoying, to painful, to creating cognitive difficulties. Symptoms often lasted from 20 seconds to 30 minutes, and mostly only happened to U.S. government officials and military personnel in Cuba while they were either at their residences, abroad, or in hotel rooms. Other people nearby, including family members and guests in neighboring rooms, didn't suffer the same symptoms. Soon, though, reports spread to other places outside of Cuba, including China, Europe, and Washington, D.C. 20 reported incidents like Tina Onifer's created government concern and speculation. The number grew to about 200 American diplomats who were affected by Havana Syndrome. In August of 2017, the U.S. State Department declared that the health problems were either the result of an attack or exposure to an unknown device, but was not blaming the Cuban government per se. They said they couldn't say who was to blame, but speculation centered around a sonic weapon, with some researchers pointing to infrasound as a possible cause. Later that month, the United States expelled 2 Cuban diplomats from the U.S. in retaliation for the phenomenon. The next month, the U.S. State Department said that it would be removing non-essential staff from the U.S. embassy and warned U.S. citizens not to travel to Cuba. In October 2017, Donald Trump said that he believed that Cuba was responsible, calling it a, quote, very unusual attack. In January of 2018, a private FBI report found no evidence of an intentional sonic attack, and that the FBI's investigation was made more difficult by a conflict with the CIA and the State Department. After findings were made public, the Cuban foreign minister accused the U.S. of lying about the incident and denied Cuban involvement in or knowledge of the cause of the health problems that the diplomats experienced. Of course, I can imagine how many eye rolls were coming from the Cuban government, but still they offered to cooperate with the U.S. for an investigation into these strange incidents. NBC reported that Cuban officials analyzed air and soil samples and considered a range of toxic chemicals as the culprit. They also examined the possibility that electromagnetic waves did this to people, and the theory that insects might also be the source of the problem. In 2021, a panel of 16 scientists affiliated with the Cuban Academy of Sciences reported that the narrative of the mysterious syndrome is not scientifically acceptable in any of its components. Let's take a break.
The holidays are here, and when I need a time out from researching the weirdest stuff history has to offer, along with all the holiday action, Best Fiends is that needed break. Best Fiends is a casual game that challenges your brain with fun puzzles, and the fun never ends. There are over 7,000 levels to play, and tons of cute characters to collect. Best Fiends has something new every day. There's always a fresh challenge waiting for me whenever I need that mental pick-me-up. It's free to download, and doesn't require Wi-Fi to play. You can play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want with offline mode. I'm almost at level 800. And have a bit of a rivalry with my brother back east. I think he's closer to level 900, so I have some work to do. It's a game for grown-ups, but with 100 million downloads and counting, it's easy to see why it's fun for all ages. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
Checking in?
Yes.
Are our voices making your head and eyes hurt?
Yeah.
Or is it making it better?
Cognitive improvement.
Oh.
Upon listening to Ghost Town. Did the CIA report that at any point?
Of course not.
To you?
Buried.
Mm.
Another conspiracy.
That's right.
Anyway, we'd like to thank all the people that listen and support the show. All of our patrons, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And of course, to our government, who would never, ever do this.
They would never. They would always be super transparent and very honest and supportive.
These honest and supportive people include the mayors, Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
David Bull.
Hello.
James Harrington.
Hello.
Dara Rosenzweig.
Hello.
And one honest governor to rule them all.
That's right.
Avian Noble. So if you want bonus episodes, early access, no ads, or chit-chat to make your head hurt, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's continue and see if you're getting any kind of infrasound or maybe it's just the soil.
Honestly, just take an Advil before you listen to the rest of this. So there's lots of theories as to what this strange sound, hum, pressure, whatever happens to brains of U.S. officers, diplomats, whatever, you know, the people that have come forward to say that they've experienced this, what this is, specifically from the United States and Canada. First, there's microwaves or microwave attacks. Two 2018 studies supported that microwaves were, quote, considered a main suspect of Havana syndrome. Proponents of this theory point to what's known as the Frey effect. In the early 1960s, Alan H. Frey, a neuroscientist, documented that microwaves could trick the brain into hearing sounds that do not actually exist, a discovery that led to an arms race between the Soviet Union and the United States to create microwave weapons. It's plausible that at just the right wavelength, an electromagnetic beam could be projected over hundreds of yards to create the symptoms seen in Havana syndrome incidents, Ian Boyd, a professor of aerospace engineering, wrote. If this is the case, it's likely that these beams are interfering with the electrical functions of the brain and central nervous system. In this vein, believers point to a time where the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was subject to a microwave beam called the Moscow signal. The Moscow signal was inferred to be a Soviet espionage technique with cognitive side effects. Neuroscientists consider the microwave theory the most viable, but again refuted by the Cuba Academy of Sciences. Some think it's pesticides. A 2019 study commissioned by the Global Affairs Canada of the original 23 exposed Canadian diplomats found, quote, clinical imaging and biochemical evidence consistent with the hypothesis of overexposure to cholinester inhibitors. I hope I said that right. Probably didn't. A class of neurotoxic pesticides as a cause of the brain injuries. Embassies in surrounding areas in Cuba have been sprayed frequently with pesticides as an anti-Zika virus mosquito control measure, but also emphasize that other causes couldn't be ruled out. It also could be a mass psychogenic illness. Mass psychogenic illness is a phenomenon in which people become sick because they think they've been exposed to a health threat. The patient histories of those affected were compiled by physicians who stated that, quote, psychogenic effects may serve to explain important components of the reported injuries. The vagueness, the inconsistent symptoms, all might be due to the idea of a threat rather than a threat itself. With psychogenic illness, the exposure as imagined isn't real, but the symptoms and the suffering are, from the result of changes in brain chemistry and neural connections that can last for years. For example, when telephones became widely available in the 20th century, telephone operators would become sick with concussion-like symptoms attributed to acoustic shock. However, a UPenn study on the brain differences in diplomats concluded that based on its findings, a wholly psychogenic or psychosomatic cause was very unlikely. Then there's the ultrasound explanation. In March 2018, a team of computer scientists at the University of Michigan reported in a study that ultrasound, specifically intermodulation distortion from multiple inaudible ultrasonic signals, might be the culprit. These might have happened from malfunctioning or improperly placed Cuban surveillance equipment. Then there's the cricket theory. Some U.S. personnel in Havana made audio recordings during incidents associated with Havana syndrome, and biologists concluded that the sounds on the recordings may be caused by the Indies short-tailed cricket or from Jamaican field crickets, and hey, people ran with it. Of course, all of this created a panic during the Trump administration, friction in international relationships, and of course, fear. In response to the Havana Syndrome, U.S. Senator Susan Collins and a bipartisan group of 9 other senators introduced a bill called the Helping American Victims Afflicted by Neurological Attacks, or Havana Act. The Havana Act would close a loophole in the Federal Employees Compensation Act that would normally not cover damage to organs such as the brain or heart. The bill unanimously passed and was signed into law by President Joe Biden on October 8th, my birthday, 2021.
So this could be a number of things, obviously, as you've illustrated. Is it a pointed attack at exclusively U.S. diplomats and, and people from the U.S.?
Yeah.
Or is it one of these many things that they're just not accustomed to, maybe being in another country?
Yeah, like pressure in different parts of the world, or honestly, like stress. And I think compounded with that, if you're a U.S. diplomat somewhere and you're hearing about all this crazy shit happening to other diplomats like you in the same city, of course, you might glom onto that.
Hearing that, it's things that could be manifested, you know, stress levels go up, cortisol levels go up, creates pressure, makes your head hurt, makes your eyes hurt, which are common. Like, head hurt and eyes hurt, that's me every single day.
Totally. I've had a headache for the last 4 weeks.
If it was something very specific, like my hair is falling out, and that was common, that's different. That's a very extreme and aggressive thing. Or is this something, and this is just, I'm not a big conspiracy theory person, or is there a thing saying, hey, listen, we want to paint Cuba in a bad light for whatever reason?
Totally.
And this might be a good way to do that. It's something that can't be proven or disproven.
Yeah. It's very convenient that this doesn't happen in, I don't know, Virginia.
There's got to be people from the U.S. that are visiting Cuba.
Totally.
People go vacation in Cuba. Also, pretty popular thing to do now.
It's 2 hours from Florida. You know, like, it's 2 hours from the United States.
So the answer would be, it's, well, because these people are targeted, and it's, you know, whatever. It's some kind of either psychological or radioactive warfare happening, and it's hard to prove or disprove, because some of those things might be true. You know, people are affected by things in different ways, but also people are affected by the idea of something.
Absolutely.
You say something called the Havana Syndrome, and you say, oh, some other people just like you, specifically like you, either coincidentally or not, are falling under this thing called the blank syndrome. I can convince myself of whatever it is.
Absolutely.
If I really want to, especially if I'm under stress or if I'm there for work and I feel like I'm a little out of sorts or I'm a little out of my element, for whatever, I'm away from my family, whatever the case may be, the proclivity to feel those things is going to be really high.
Absolutely. And I think it's really interesting. So we talk about all kinds of phenomena. We could talk about all kinds of disproven, proven, the winding tales of why certain things happen to our bodies. Of course, 2 years later, a bill is passed because of who this is happening to, giving them broader insurance coverage to cover things like this, which I think, again, is also like very, very telling of how the government works and who it serves.
And people that have been affected by something like Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. Just comparing things that you can kind of compare how people are affected by things serving the United States in another place.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. How are they treated compared to this? I don't know. I don't have all those answers, but it had a name. And once you give it a name and it gives the press and the media something to attach, or a podcast episode that makes it sound very sexy. People are going to run with it and people are going to feel it. And it'd be really interesting to see what has anyone else felt it since then, because there's got to be at least one other American that has been in that environment in Cuba since then.
Absolutely.
And have they been like, wow, our whole family has had a headache at the same time? Yes or no? Answer is probably no.